KKFT. From the Keystone CPAs News Studios. Live and local, your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
And it is 62 degrees right now under cloudy skies at Reno Tahoe International Airport. A very good Friday afternoon to you. Final approach to your weekend. I'm Greg Neff from the Keystone CPA studio in downtown Reno. Our top local stories this hour, a house fire leaves one out of their home. Coming up, where in Reno this happened. A deadly crash near Fallon directly ahead, how this went down. And California could see a major El Nino. On the way, what's that mean for our weather? These stories and more coming up on the news at noon, live and local. I'm Greg Neff. News talk time, it is 12:06. Now here's Jerry.
And it's a Friday too, Greg. Nevada Democrats are freaking out about an attempt to eliminate voter fraud. Should Nevada have an official gun? And if so, what gun? And Carson City will consider layoffs in the school districts. And a winter storm this weekend. Should I be floating, or should I consider not going this time tomorrow afternoon or within a few hours? I'll be floating in 80 degree water in the Florida Keys, sipping a G&T. Should I stay and help you guys get through it? Let me take that under consideration. And in the meantime, we've got the new news right here at 99.1 FM Talk. It's 12:07.
And it is our top local story. A manhole explosion in downtown Reno this morning sends fire crews rushing to the scene. It happened around the Polk Event Center. Reno Fire was able to get there and get the situation under control. No one was injured, though it was quite a sight. One person without a home this midday after a house fire last night off Carville Drive and Silverado Boulevard. Reno Fire says when they got there, firefighters reported smoke coming from the sliding door and flames in the kitchen. The neighbor was able to get out before fire crews got there. The cause of the blaze, well, it's under investigation this hour. Sad news out of Placer County this midday, a 17-year-old dead in the American River there. The boy apparently went into the river and went under. He did not reemerge. His body was found about 3 p.m. yesterday. A deadly crash near Fallon. This went down on Highway 117 near Sheckler Boulevard.
A pickup truck was traveling westbound on State Route 117. The pickup entered the right shoulder of State Route 117 before re-entering the roadway. Upon re-entering State Route 117, the pickup began to spin. The pickup crossed State Route 117, entering the left shoulder of State Route 117, where it overturned.
And that's NHP Sergeant Chris Brown. A passenger inside the pickup was pronounced dead at the scene. An FM News Talk cone zone alert. Drivers in Reno can expect some slowdowns on a major thoroughfare starting next week. NDOT says there's going to be lane closures on Kitski, oh boy, to install a pedestrian crossing beacon. The lane closures on Kitski between Linden and Moana will start Monday and run through June. NDOT says Kitski near Gentry will be reduced to one lane in each direction Mondays through Friday, 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. You cannot get there from here. One Nevada senator in Reno yesterday visiting an apartment complex being renovated into affordable housing.
It's a game changer for the seniors living here, and it's what we need more of in Nevada. It focuses not just on our urban areas, but our rural areas where we need more housing, as well as our tribal communities.
Democrat Catherine Cortez Masto visiting the Carville Park complex with other officials. We are going to see quite the El Nino impact the Sierra.
There's a 61% chance of an El Nino event this summer. That from a new forecast today by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, which also says there's a 25% chance that El Nino could grow to be very strong by the end of the year. And while that might sound ominous, National Weather Service meteorologist Dr. Ariel Cohen says we really have no idea what might happen.
More often than not, El Nino years trend towards wetter, stormier periods, but there's been some very significant dry spells for El Ninos as well.
El Ninos can occur when surface water in parts of the Pacific Ocean gets warm, and that can affect weather patterns worldwide. I'm Jason Nathanson.
Speaking of California, they may soon require more human oversight for those robo-taxis that are so annoying in San Francisco. A proposed bill would make companies hire local operators to handle emergencies like blocked roads or traffic lights that aren't working. Under the bill, one human would be responsible for every 3 robo-taxis and could be called to help in person within 10 minutes if needed. Each car would also need a manual stop switch for public safety officers. They don't have those now. Supporters say the rules will keep roads safer, especially for emergency vehicles. Companies like Waymo argue they already have strict monitoring rules, some that go into effect in July, including fast response times to emergencies. FM News Talk time, it is 12:11.
And Greg, speaking of California, Steve Hilton will be a guest with you next week here on the Noon News. He's the leading candidate right now in the polls in California. Perhaps a turn after practically 15 years of Democrats for governor. Nevada's Democrat politicians, including U.S. Reps Stephen Horsford and Susie Lee, Secretary of State Cisco Aguilar, and Attorney General Aaron Ford, are in the sky is falling mode. First, the U.S. Supreme Court is currently considering whether states can count mail ballots that arrive after Election Day. Nevada is one of 14 states that allows late arriving mail ballots as long as they're postmarked by Election Day. If the court rules against that practice, some Nevada ballots simply won't be counted. Second, there's the SAVE Act. It passed the House in February. It would require people to show documentary proof of citizenship, like a passport or a birth certificate, to register to vote. It still needs 60 votes in the Senate to move forward, and it doesn't have them yet. Third, President Trump signed an executive order directing federal agencies to create a national voter citizenship list and giving the U.S. Postal Service more control over who automatically receives mail-in ballots. Ford and Aguilar have announced that they are suing to stop that. And right now, registering to vote in Nevada doesn't require you to show any documents proving citizenship. You simply check a box on a form swearing you're a citizen under penalty of perjury. What do you think? Should proof of citizenship be a requirement? You can text your opinion to 775-884-9910 and let us know what you think. And right now, Phil has a look at traffic at 1214 on 99.1 and 92.3.
We are looking pretty good on the freeways right now. No collisions to tell you about. Everything moving along at the limit. But remember, Nevada police and the Highway Patrol are on a distracted driving enforcement issue right now. They are out looking for people who aren't only looking at their cell phones, but simply just aren't paying attention to the road while they're driving. This just in, Pyramid Way at Wingfield Hills Road, there's a broken down vehicle in that area. Taking a look at our temperatures, it's 56 degrees in Sparks, Carson, and Wellington, 46 degrees at South Lake Tahoe. Let's find out about the weather.
Cool, damp, windy weather in the mountains, snowy weather, winter storm watch in effect Saturday morning into Sunday morning, 1 to 2 feet of snow possible, 7,000 foot level. It's grilling season at Butcher Boy, and that means steak choice and prime grades plus specialty breeds not found anywhere else. Your family deserves great steaks. Call Butcher Boy at 825-MEAT today. Tomorrow at 9, the weekend, John Potter, FM News Talk.
KKFT, live and local, your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
At Coleman Electric, Generac automatic standby generators are all they do. And as Northern Nevada's largest Generac exclusive dealer, they've earned the Generac Generator Elite Plus recognition. That means Coleman Electric will have the largest selection, best trained personnel, and best pricing on all Generac generators. Give them a call at 720-7066 for a free in-home estimate and see why Northern Nevada has chosen Coleman Electric since 1985. 720-7066.
At a car accident? Take a breath. At Carson Auto Body, we make the repair process simple and stress-free. We're your local, trusted auto body shop, located in Carson City, right next to the train museum. From minor dents to major collision repairs, our experienced and friendly team handles it all. We work directly with your insurance, so you can get back on the road faster and with confidence. Call 775-297-3366. Carson Auto Body. Quality repairs you can trust, right here in Carson City.
Hey, can you feel it? Summer's coming. You know, road trips, vacations, and the open road. Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master! Meister Mechanic, making it good under the hood.
Contractors across Nevada know when you need a retaining wall that's easy to install, rock solid, and engineered to perform, Cornerstone Wall and Precast has your back. Manufactured right here in Carson City, our precast concrete retaining wall systems are built for speed, stability, and serious durability. Not to mention, serious, great looking. And with the strength to handle Nevada's climate and the quality to meet your specs, Cornerstone Wall and Precast is your local no-hassle source for retaining wall systems that just work. From highway projects to commercial developments, our blocks are designed to interlock and stack efficiently, saving you time and labor on site. And did I mention how good they look? Call 775-240-6050. 775-240-6050. Visit cornerstonewall.com and build with confidence. Cornerstone Wall and Precast. Performance built in.
Coast to Coast AM catches more flies with vinegar than honey.
I have some concerns about these questions.
On our Friday night program, hosting the show is Connie Willis with her guest, a treasure hunter, followed by those classic Friday night into Saturday morning open lines that you get right here on Coast to Coast AM.
That's the recipe for great radio on Coast to Coast AM.
Live tonight at 10 on your FM News Talk Station.
KKFT. Your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk.
Closing in on a new super. I'm John Potter for the new news. Tuesday could be the day. The Washoe County School Board names a new superintendent. One possibility is promoting Deputy Superintendent Tiffany McMaster to take the job, or going through the traditional search process, which could cost up to $100,000. The board's Tuesday meeting is scheduled to consider those two options, along with a third, making McMaster interim super and making the permanent choice later. The board's report says McMaster does meet superintendent qualifications and she does want the job. She submitted a letter of interest. She's been with the district since 1998 and deputy superintendent since 2024. The district could certainly use some stability. Current superintendent Joe Ernst says he's leaving in July after less than 2 years on the job. His predecessor, Susan Enfield, resigned after a year and a half. I'm John Potter for the new news on FM News Talk 99.1 KKFT.
59 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. FM News Talk time. It is 12:18. If you are just checking in, the three big things that you need to know this hour: get ready for some rumbles of thunder this afternoon as the precursor to a major change in the weather that will bring snow to the Sierra and maybe even to the valley floor. Weather is coming up in just moments. Meantime, a manhole explosion caused quite the commotion in downtown Reno this morning. No one was hurt. And watch out for lane closures next week on Kitski near Linden. It all begins on Monday. It is our top national story this hour. Word is that the Strait of Hormuz is not open still.
The UAE is insisting that Iran cannot remain in control of the Strait of Hormuz. Now, it appears right now that roughly a dozen vessels have crossed since Tuesday's ceasefire on the Strait of Hormuz, but there is not free open flow on the strait, which Secretary of State Rubio says is a violation of international maritime law. The UAE government says conditional passage is not true passage. A UAE official writing, "So let's be clear, the Strait of Hormuz is not open. Access is being restricted, conditioned, and controlled. Iran has made clear through both its statements and actions that passage is subject to permission, conditions, and political leverage. That is not freedom of navigation. That is coercion."
Fox's Matt Finn in Dubai. FM News Talk time. It is 12:20. Here's Jerry.
Well, you probably didn't ask for one, but you're going to get one regardless. Take it and be happy. Today is the last day to opt out of getting a mail-in ballot. Preparation to mail ballots to active voters in Douglas County for the primary election will begin in 2 weeks on April 24th. In Douglas County specifically, it has 41,525 active voters, the majority of whom will receive a ballot if they didn't take their names off that list. It's a closed primary system, which means Republicans vote for Republicans and Democrats vote for Democrats. The only purely local race in the primary for the District 2 commissioner seat, and that'll be resolved by the county's 21,071 Republicans. Douglas County has a new ballot marking voting machine, or I should say they have machines. And there's an open house coming up fairly soon if you'd like to take a look. I know that's something that, Greg, you like to do on a weekday evening, spend a couple of hours looking at voting machines.
Passion of mine. Passionate. Yep.
Find a date for that one. You can follow us on X. Join the conversation at 991 FM Talk, 1221 right now. Here's Phil with another look at traffic. Phil?
There's a broken-down vehicle on Pyramid Way at Wingfield Hills Road. It's on the southbound side. Not really affecting traffic. Just be careful in the north end of Sparks. Otherwise, no collisions to tell you about. We are doing A-OK on the freeways. If you're headed to the airport, I want to let you know that the southbound 580 airport off-ramp is closed until the 17th. Your best bet is to take the Plum Lane route to the airport. It's 49 degrees in Verdi, 57 in Dayton, 59 in Smith Valley, 44 degrees at Incline Village, and here's a look at your weather.
We're at the leading edge of a changing weather pattern. We've already seen some light showers around the region to get things started for the weekend. Cooler weather moving in, a drop of maybe 15 degrees from today till Sunday. Check out Butcher Boy's social media for the best steak cooking tips and tricks, and don't miss their bulk ribeye packs to keep your freezer full this season. Call Butcher Boy at 825-MEAT today. Sundays at 5, Eric Erickson, 99.1 FM Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your new news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
During the Black Hawk War, a volunteer militia comprised of farmers and rough fellows from the backwoods of Illinois chose Abe Lincoln as their captain. Instilling discipline, Lincoln marched his rowdy company in wide formation headlong toward a fence. Forgetting the proper command to march his men two by two through a small gate, Lincoln ingeniously ordered the company halt, dismissing them to fall in again on the other side. Years later, as president, Lincoln declared having been selected as captain by his friends gave him more satisfaction than he had enjoyed since. This has been A Penny for Your Thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air.
For 30 years, it has been our distinct pleasure to provide comfortable environments in the homes and businesses of our friends in Northern Nevada. We know you have many choices, and we would be honored to be your selected heating and cooling provider. Please visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Kenneth Quirk, General Manager of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
Count on Greg's Garage for service you can trust.
Hi, Greg from Greg's Garage. We employ factory-trained mechanics to care for your vehicle, which is worth more now than ever. So protect your investment with routine maintenance and extend the life of your vehicle. For automotive service and repair, book your appointment today by calling Greg's Garage at 324-0911 or online at gregsgarageinc.com.
KKFT. From the field to the court, KKFT Sports.
When the top two baseball teams in Northern Nevada met yesterday, number one Minogue came out on top 2-1 against Reno. In a rivalry game, Douglas took Carson 9-6. Nevada baseball and softball teams are home this weekend. Baseball hosting San Jose State, softballers against New Mexico. The Aces have taken the first three against Salt Lake City, and the Tahoe Night Monsters wrap up the season in Allen, Texas, tonight and tomorrow night. I'm Craig Swope with sports for the new news on FM News Talk.
Northern Nevada's Midday Update, your new news, KKFT.
And if you are just checking in at 1225, here's what's happening. We start in Yolo County. Eight people have been indicted in connection with last year's deadly fireworks explosion in rural Yolo. The district attorney there says it's been the largest investigation in his 20-year tenure.
It has taken us across California. It's taken us across the nation, and it's even taken us across our national borders. It has been a massive investigation.
Indeed, Jeff Rising, who's the district attorney in Yolo County, says the illegal fireworks operation had been going on for years.
The grand jury also alleged a decade-long conspiracy by certain named defendants to construct a massive and illegal fireworks and explosives operation.
Seven people died in a series of explosions at a warehouse that was illegally storing fireworks in Esparto. The owner of Devastating Pyrotechnics is among four suspects facing seven counts of murder. A fifth suspect also facing multiple murder charges. Chi appeared in a Florida courtroom this morning after being arrested at all places at Disney World. Samuel Machado, who worked at the Yolo County Sheriff's Office as lieutenant, is facing the most charges, including seven counts of murder. His additional charges include making a destructive device without a permit, possession of a destructive device that's prohibited, and several other charges. Again, eight suspects are all now in custody. Quite the story. We'll be hearing more about that as it continues right along. Well, word is from a U.S. ambassador to Israel, Mike Huckabee. He's sharing what his living situation was like prior to the ceasefire with Iran. Huckabee made a point on X, explaining that he'd lived at a command center for 6 weeks, but says he's now back at his residence during a ceasefire. During the ceasefire, I should say, according to Huckabee, he lived in one room with two dogs, slept on cots, made meals with a microwave and a hot plate. He reflected on his current role and added, being ambassador is filled with both luxury and adventure. Here's an update now on Artemis II. NASA says weather conditions are ideal for this evening splashdown off the coast of San Diego. Word is that integrity systems are in excellent shape and the recovery vessel is standing by in the Pacific. During reentry, there will be a planned loss of signal from the Orion capsule that will last about 6 minutes. The four astronauts are scheduled to splash down at just after 8 o'clock Eastern Time. That is just after 5 o'clock our time. Do you watch YouTube? Well, guess what? You're going to have to pay a little bit more for that, unfortunately.
Subscribers of YouTube will be feeling more of a pinch in their pocket. The online platform is raising prices for the first time in 3 years for its YouTube Premium plan, going up by $2 a month to $15.99. YouTube Music and Premium Lite plans are rising by $1 a month, while YouTube Family plans are increasing by $4 a month. New pricing will take effect now for new customers, while existing subscribers will see the new pricing in their next bill. Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
Spain is being expelled from the U.S.-led Civil Military Strategy Center over its criticism of the war on Iran. The Israeli prime minister announcing the move on Friday, today, writing on X, quote, those who attack the state of Israel instead of terrorist regimes will not be our partners regarding the future of the region. Spain has been critical of the conflict since it began in February, restricting the U.S. military from using its air bases for operations against Iran. The Spanish prime minister has also called on the European Union to suspend its treaty with Israel. Bizarre story out of the Bahamas. Police there arresting American Brian Hooker in connection with his wife's disappearance. Police say Hooker claims his wife, 55-year-old Lynette, fell overboard from their 8-foot dinghy last weekend because of unpredictable seas. Those are his words. His lawyer says Hooker, quote, categorically and unequivocally denies any wrongdoing. Lynette's daughter says her mother was a strong swimmer with more than 10 years of sailing experience and that she does not understand how she could have fallen overboard and disappeared. Well, California House Democrats say officials should prepare for possible election interference or ballot seizures by President Trump or the federal government. The San Francisco Chronicle reports the warning came Thursday after an unofficial House committee meeting. The comments also come after the state Supreme Court ordering Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco to return 650,000 ballots he seized. Bianco says he was acting on claims from a conservative group questioning the last statewide election. At the hearing, elected officials also stressed the need to protect mail-in voting, used most by Californians, those in Placer County as well. Last week, Trump ordered ballots sent only to people confirmed as citizens. That order is being challenged in court, even though presidential election powers are already limited under the law. We'll see how that stands. And by the way, Mr. Bianco apparently polling second in some polls for governor. He's the Riverside County Sheriff. FM News Doc Dime, it is 12:30.
Fox News, at the top and bottom of every hour. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 12:30.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. The United States and Iran gearing up for negotiations about this conflict in the Middle East that's under a temporary ceasefire. Vice President J.D. Vance, leaving Washington ahead of these talks in Pakistan, says,
look, we're looking forward to the negotiation. I think it's going to be positive. We'll, of course, see. As the President of the United States said,
If the Iranians are willing to negotiate in good faith, we're certainly willing to extend the open hand.
President Trump demanding the Strait of Hormuz reopen. Iran says it will retain control of the strait. They're also demanding recognition of their right to enrich uranium. White House National Economic Council Director Kevin Hassett on Fox Business says once the Strait of Hormuz reopens, energy prices will stabilize and inflation will go down.
Once the energy prices start to come down, don't forget that'll put downward pressure on inflation. And with starting with core at 0.2, I think that the outlook for the Fed having the room to cut rates is going to be very solid.
America's listening to Fox News.
Doc Dime, it is 12:31. We have 59 degrees right now. Under mostly cloudy skies at Reno Tahoe International Airport, the storm is coming, we promise. Consumer sentiment plunged to a record low this month.
The University of Michigan's early reading for April dropped about 11% over rising energy prices and the impact of the Iran war. The survey's chief economist noted a widespread drop in sentiment across all age and income groups. Year-ahead inflation expectations surged to 4.8% for the largest monthly increase since April 2025. I'm at Mattinson.
Is there trouble at the U.S. Postal Service? They say they need to stop making contributions to employee pension funds in order to save money.
The USPS says it could run out of cash as early as next February, so starting today, it will temporarily suspend employer contributions to the federal employees' retirement system, which would free up about $2.5 billion in the current fiscal year. The agency also announced Thursday a proposal to raise the price of a first-class stamp by 4 cents. If approved by the Postal Regulatory Commission, the price of a first-class forever stamp will go up from 78 to 82 cents starting July 12th. I'm Michael Kastner.
The Super Mario Galaxy movie, of which I have not seen, is set to dominate the domestic box office again in its second weekend. The Nintendo/Universal Studios film is looking to pull down $60 to $70 million, down from its $131.7 million take opening weekend. The movie had the best Monday and Tuesday showing so far this year, and I promise I have not seen it. Apple TV is bringing back some of its biggest hit series to fans for interactive experiences in Los Angeles.
Think Apple TV will feature an up-close look from hit shows including Pluribus, The Morning Show, Shrinking, and more. It'll include special exhibits and displays that will let guests get close to their favorite shows, a shot on iPhone opportunity, and a chance to customize sweatshirts and tote bags with their favorite show. The free experience spans over 2 weekends from April 23rd to 26th and April 30th to May 3rd at the Westfield Century City Mall. I'm at Mattinson.
No word on whether Rhea Seehorn, who plays Carol in Pluribus, will be there for the experience. FM News Doc Dime, it is 12:33.
Thin nylon covers may be okay for temporary storage, but why risk it? Nevada's harsh climate can wreck your valuable boat or RV. BAM RV and Boat Storage is the smart option. Close to Tahoe and the Carson Airport, they offer 24/7 gated access, heated units, 30 amps of power, on-site water, and a dump station. With large enclosed units to fit any boat or RV, choose BAM RV and Boat Storage. 5969 Morgan Mill Road in Carson. BAMRVBoatStorage.com.
Capital Control Systems is your local expert in Generac generators and heating systems. From routine maintenance to full system upgrades, their team has you covered when it matters most. Call Capital Control Systems to schedule service for your Generac generator or heating system so you can be ready for the next storm. Go to nvgreenteam.com.
Keeping you warm in the winter, cool in the summer. Capital Control Systems.
I'm Blake Candriva, owner of Nevada Retirement Planners. As a Ramsey Trusted Advisor and proud sponsor of The Ramsey Show, we help families create retirement plans they can feel confident about. If you're ready to replace uncertainty with a clear path forward, we're here to help. With offices in Reno and Carson City, call 775-674-2222 or visit nvretirementplanners.com to book your complimentary retirement consultation.
Have a weekend reminder that April can produce some wintry weather, particularly in the mountains. Things will start improving by Monday, but cool, damp, and windy until then. Upper 40s by Sunday. Check out Butcher Boy's social media for the best steak cooking tips and tricks. Don't miss their bulk ribeye packs to keep your freezer full this season. Call Butcher Boy at 825-MEAT today. Tonight at 8, Larry Elder, 99.1 FM Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
An update on Nevada's voter rolls. I'm John Potter for the Noon News. We're less than 2 months away from Nevada's primary day this year. There are fewer voters on the rolls, mainly due to what's called list maintenance done by county election departments updating who's active. That makes close to 100,000 fewer Nevada voters this year, a 4.7% decrease statewide. The data from the Secretary of State's office now shows 28% of voters are Republicans. That's down 4%. 27.6% are Democrats, down 5%. 38% of active voters are nonpartisan. 4.2% are independent American. 2.3% belong to other minor parties. Primary day is June 9th. Early voting starts May 23rd. Today is the deadline to opt out of receiving a mail-in ballot for the primary. The last day to opt out from a mail-in ballot for the general election is September 4th. Election day, November 3rd, with early voting beginning October 17th. I'm John Potter for the new news on FM News Talk 99.1 KKFT.
Your new news business update on Nevada's FM News Talk.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are mixed in afternoon trading as investors digest the latest data on inflation while monitoring developments in the Middle East. Inflation spiking last month, the consumer price index rising 0.9%, up 3.3% annually. Excluding food and energy, core inflation rose 2.6%, up slightly from the month before and not as severe as economists were predicting. It's the first read on inflation to capture the effects of the Iranian war. Tech is gaining while industrials and financials are lagging. Shares of NVIDIA are up 2%, with the chipmaker on course to extend a 7-day winning streak, its longest run of consecutive daily gains since November of 2023. Intel stock is up over 1.5%. The semiconductor company has been on a stellar run of late, with its share price more than tripling in the past 12 months. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
FMNews.com. It is 12:38. Greg Neft with you here in the Keystone CPA studios in downtown Reno, holding at 59 degrees with rain and snow on the way. Time right now for a moment with Mike, Masters Edition. And round two of the Masters is underway right now in Augusta, Georgia. And that's where we get the name of what we're about to talk about with Mike here from Keystone CPAs, the Augusta Rule. First off, things first, of course, Keystone CPAs 775-786-4900. Mike, Augusta is more than just a place in Georgia, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's a very nice golf course that right now is the center of the golfing universe.
Hmm. And essentially, a lot of people like to rent out, they own property there, and they like to rent out their homes for folks who would like to watch the Masters, right?
Yeah, and kind of the idea there, Greg, is those people around the golf course, they can rent their home out for thousands of dollars a night. And there's a rule, it's called the Augusta Rule, that, kind of the tongue-in-cheek, that was really baked for these people that live around the Augusta National Golf Course. And kind of the way that rule works is this. If I rent my primary personal residence for 14 days or less, I don't have to pay tax on the amount of revenue I get, no matter how much revenue I get. Hmm. And so, if you're renting your house for $2,000 a night times 14, that's quite a little windfall that is completely tax-free. Now, business owners, this Augusta Rule is probably one of the more underutilized tax benefits you can do. So if there's a reason to have an event at your home, you can rent your home, whatever the fair market value of that, you can expense from your business. You have to do a 1099 to the owner and then report that on Schedule E. Then as a deduction on Schedule E, you're just going to say less exempt income under Augusta Rule, 14 days or less. And that's how you get a nice little chunk of change, Greg, tax-free, all thanks to the Masters.
Now, let me just paint a hypothetical situation and say that your house guest, if you will, says, this is such a nice place and we'd like to stay an extra day. Is that possible? Or do you say, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here?
You can't stay here and you definitely can't pay me, because as soon as you go back to, you get paid for day 15, 100% of it's taxable. It goes back to dollar one. You don't get the holiday on 14 days and just pay it on one when you go to 15. The whole McGillicuddy's taxable. So make sure you don't do it for more than 14 days.
I wonder how many people have been caught with that. I wonder how many people have been caught up in that. So sure, stay an extra night. Why not?
Well, actually, probably more importantly, Greg, what happens is people don't know that they're required to do a 1099 on the income to themselves because it's air quotes tax-free. But you don't get a deduction if you don't do the 1099. So that's where you're like, but then if I have a 1099, isn't it taxable? No, you put it, it's called an in and out on Schedule E, so it's not taxable that way. But if you don't do the 1099, the IRS got you. You didn't follow the rules.
Hey, when that happens. By the way, are you taking anybody in this year's Masters?
I think I'm going with Rory for the back-to-back.
Rory McIlroy. All right. Very good. Mike Bosma, the principal here at Keystone CPAs. He's the money man. He knows exactly what to do in almost every kind of tax situation you can possibly imagine. Give him a call, 775-786-4900, 775-786-4900. Mike, have a great weekend. We'll talk again on Monday, I'm sure.
You do the same. Thanks, Greg.
All right. Take care. It is 1241 right now, and with more, here's Terry.
From the Endow newsletter, following nearly a year of discussion and input from multiple user groups, the Nevada Board of Wildlife Commissioners adopted an annual process to evaluate and adjust population objectives for established elk herds. Leveraging recommendations from the Elk Management Subcommittee, the Wildlife Commission can now approve annual changes to allowable numbers of elk by plus or minus 10%. Annual adjustments are intended to strike a balance between productivity of the elk herds and what is called social tolerance. I almost said intolerance. Social tolerance. Moderated increases of 5% were approved by the Wildlife Commission for some elk herds, while other herds will remain unchanged or be reduced in response to concerns about elk impacts to vegetation recovery. And that's primarily in the Cottonwood Peak area, that Cottonwood Peak wildfire in Management Area 6. The Carson City School District is considering authorizing staff layoffs. Meeting is scheduled for 6 p.m. April 14 at the community center due to what's called financial constraints. The potential layoffs could impact several classified and certified positions, including teachers, social workers, administrative assistants, teachers on special assignment, and intervention professionals or paraprofessionals, according to the agenda. It's 1242. You can listen live with the FM Talk app. Wherever you are, feedback is welcome. Tap on the shout-out cloud or menu bar and let us know what you think. The best one of the hour gets a $100 gift card at Glen Eagles in Carson City. The app is free at the App Store. And, of course, your news is free Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Traffic we may have to charge you for. Phil charges us. So, Phil, what's it going to be?
It's worth the $1.98 that you pay. We have a non-injury collision working in Yerington right now. It's at 95A and mile marker 14 right there in front of the Shell gas station. Watch yourself as you pass through that area. In Sparks, Reno, Carson City, around the lake, we're moving along at the limit. Just remember, there's a whole bunch of construction zones, and they have reduced speeds in those construction zones. Slow down to 55. It's just a good idea. It's 58 degrees in Sparks, 57 in Minden, 63 in Yerington, 46 degrees at Zephyr Cove. Here's a look at your weather forecast.
Cool, damp, windy weather in the mountains, snowy weather, winter storm watch in effect Saturday morning into Sunday morning, 1 to 2 feet of snow possible, 7,000 foot level. It's grilling season at Butcher Boy, and that means steak choice and prime grades plus specialty breeds not found anywhere else. Your family deserves great steaks. Call Butcher Boy at 825-MEAT today. Tomorrow at 9, the weekend, John Potter, FM News Talk.
KKFT, live and local, your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
Die when I may, I want it said of me by they who know me best, that I always plucked a thistle and planted a flower when I thought a flower would grow. Abraham Lincoln.
A penny for your thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. For heating or air conditioning assistance, call 359-1985. Or visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
We're here with Ricky and Dustin from Pro One Automotive. I understand Pro One's been around for 40 years this year. What's the secret to being one of the premier automotive shops in Northern Nevada?
We treat everybody like family. We just want to make sure the vehicle's safe and reliable, and we've been doing the same thing ever since day one.
Our focus is taking care of the customer. We pride ourselves in using good products and always standing behind our work.
What would you say sets Pro One Automotive apart from other shops?
We really care about every customer. We invest in all the modern equipment and tools. We want to make sure that we could work on anything from a 1995 all the way up to a 2025. So there's no need to go anywhere else. We can handle all your automotive needs.
Pro One Automotive, located at the corner of Mill and Terminal in Reno.
Give your child a fighting chance with the Gary Great Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu Academy Anti-Bullying and Children's Self-Defense classes. We're an approved facility for the Washoe County School District PE Options Program. Let us share our experience to teach your child self-defense, fitness, and sportsmanship. Come in to 1335 Air Motive Way in Reno or 301 Hot Springs Road No. 5 in Carson City for your free week of classes. For more information and a full class schedule, go to bjjreno.com.
In times of loss, your family deserves choices made with care. At La Paloma Funeral Services, we can help you plan ahead, whether it's a direct cremation or it's a full-service burial at a church. La Paloma can handle it all and lock in today's prices so all your wishes are paid for and planned so nothing is left undone. Call La Paloma at 775-827-3700 or visit our website at lapalomafuneralservices.com. Our family, caring for yours.
Ready for your first job, a career change, or looking to get back into the workforce? Visit HireMeNevada.com. Explore and apply confidentially to job openings at top Northern Nevada businesses. Your next opportunity is just a click away at HireMeNevada.com.
A full-time building technician HVAC position is open at Desert Research Institute. Entry-level applicants are encouraged to apply. A full job description, along with required education and experience, a video, and a link to apply is up now on HireMeNevada.com. Nevada.com.
KKFT. This is your new news. Local, live, and happening now.
It is 59 degrees right now. Too warm for snow right now in Reno, but that is going to change. And you should pack chains if you plan on traveling this weekend in the Sierra. Snow is likely, and a winter storm warning is up for the Tahoe Basin as well. Now, the snow is going to be slushy. It's going to be mostly on grassy areas to start, but it's going to stick to the pavement as the day goes on. I'm talking about Saturday. And as the night moves forward, snowfall rates could reach 2 to 3 inches per hour late Saturday, and that's certainly going to stick to the pavement. Roads will be worse at night as temperatures fall and the snow is able to accumulate at a much quicker rate. Visibility will be poor throughout the storm due to blowing snow. Can you say chain controls, boys and girls? Snow totals will range from 6 to 10 inches at the lake to over a foot in the High Sierra. It's interesting. Mount Rose was supposed to close up this weekend. They might be able to extend for just a couple more days. Meantime, speaking of weather, NASA says the weather conditions are ideal for tonight's Artemis II splashdown off the coast of San Diego.
You couldn't ask for better weather for this homecoming for Integrity, the first time that a crew will have splashed down in the vehicle in the Artemis program.
And that's NASA's Rob Navius.
The recovery team on the USS Mirtha out in the Pacific is at the ready.
And the weather over the Pacific, they're cooperating.
The weather conditions out in the Pacific are ideal for today's splashdown.
And that's going to happen in the 5 o'clock hour, and you know Fox News will be watching that very closely, and they'll have the latest for you right here on FM News Talk. President Trump says Iran is doing a very poor job of allowing oil to go through the Strait of Hormuz.
Trump made the comment on his Truth Social platform, writing, "This is not the agreement we have." NBC News says traffic through the strait was at a virtual standstill Thursday, and that only 5 ships have been allowed to pass through the waterway since the U.S. and Iran agreed to a ceasefire. That's down from roughly 100 ships a day before the war. Iran says ships wanting to pass through the strait must get its permission first and may have to pay a fee. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
FM News Talk time, it is 12:50.
Your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk. KKFT Sports.
The Aces have now won 4 in a row, 10-5 against Salt Lake City last night. Ryan Waldschmidt went 4-for-5 with 2 RBIs. Tahoe Night Monsters end the regular season at Allen, Texas tonight and tomorrow night. They will finish the season in 4th place in the Mountain Division of the ECHL and play number 1 in the division, Kansas City, in the first round of the playoffs next week. Both the Pack softball and baseball teams are home this weekend. Softball team has been playing particularly well, taking 2 out of 3 last weekend at Grand Canyon and then a doubleheader sweep at San Diego State earlier this week. I'm Craig Swope with sports for the noon news on FM News Talk.
I'm Wes Duncan, and I'm running for district attorney to make Washoe County safer. In this race, I'm grateful for the unanimous support of law enforcement in our region. I'll be tough on crime, enforce the law, and always back the blue. As an Iraq War veteran, I've seen firsthand the breakdown of the rule of law. And as Sparks City Attorney, we fought homeless camps, retail theft, and human trafficking. We need change in the district attorney's office, and I'd be honored to earn your vote.
Paid for by the committee to elect Wes Duncan. Wes Duncan is a member of the Air Force Reserves. Use of his military rank, job title, or pictures in uniform do not imply endorsement by the Department of the Air Force or the Department of War.
Are you looking to find more fairways, hit more greens, and lower your scores? Then it's time for a custom fitting from a Shields Certified Master Fitter. Learning from the world's top fitters at Titleist Performance Institute, Callaway Performance Center, and the Ping Proving Grounds, we have the tools and expertise to match the right clubs to your swing for a more consistent game. Elevate your play today. Visit shields.com/expertfitting to schedule your session.
Discover the secret to radiant, glowing skin with Diamond Glow at Hall & Rye Plastic Surgeons and Aesthetic Treatment Centers. Diamond Glow exfoliates, extracts, and simultaneously infuses your skin with nourishing serums. Their medical estheticians focus on the relationship they build with each patient. Reveal your freshest, brightest self in just one session. Book your consultation today at hallandrye.com.
Our veterans have sacrificed for our freedom. From World War II to Afghanistan, they have served in silence, often facing wounds unseen. But many live with severe dental infections that cause extreme pain. These infections can reach vital organs that cause life-threatening medical emergencies, and sometimes even death. The truth is, most do not qualify for VA dental care due to stringent criteria. That's where the Adopt-A-Vet Dental Program steps in, supported by 160 dedicated dentists providing free, pro bono dental care to impoverished veterans in Nevada. While these professionals volunteer their time, supplies and prosthetics come at a high cost. Your donation can make a life-saving difference. For every dollar you give, we deliver $8 of critical, life-changing dental care. Please visit AdoptAVetDental.org and help us honor their service because they deserve better. Together, we can give back to those who have given all. Call 470-8707 for more information. Please donate now.
When Northern Nevada summers turn up the heat, you need a cooling system you can trust. Elite Air Systems of Northern Nevada has you covered. As a proud Rheem Pro partner, they install and service the most dependable, energy-efficient Rheem systems built to handle the heat. Call Elite Air Systems today for a free estimate, 292-0575. That's 292-0575. Or visit EliteAirSystemsNV.com. Your comfort is their priority.
Hey, can you feel it? Summer's coming. You know, road trips, vacations, and the open road. Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it good under the hood.
FM Top Weather. Have a weekend reminder that April can produce some wintry weather, particularly in the mountains. Things will start improving by Monday, but cool, damp, and windy until then. Upper 40s by Sunday. Check out Butcher Boy's social media for the best steak cooking tips and tricks. Don't miss their bulk ribeye packs to keep your freezer full this season. Call Butcher Boy at 825-MEAT today. Tonight at 8, Larry Elder, 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT, your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk.
And it is 59 degrees with snow on the way, so there's two rain. The FAA is expanding the air traffic controller training at colleges nationwide to help with the shortage that's all over the country. Fox Business's Grady Trimble has more from Grand Forks, North Dakota.
We are at the University of North Dakota. This program is in partnership with the FAA, and it allows students to get their degree in aeronautics while also completing the necessary training to bypass the Air Traffic Control Academy in Oklahoma City and go straight to on-the-job training in a tower or other facility. As they get closer to graduation, they do more work in simulators and radar simulators, and they even shadow certified controllers at the local airport in the tower there. At the beginning of the Trump administration, there were just three colleges and universities that were part of this enhanced training program. Now the FAA has expanded it to include 11 participating colleges.
And that's Grady Trimble in Grand Forks, North Dakota. Old Dominion University students in the classroom where a gunman opened fire and killed their professor are being praised for their bravery.
The UAE is insisting that Iran cannot remain...
Unbelievable bravery on display. The students say a convicted ISIS supporter walked into their classroom last month, nervously asked if it was, in fact, the ROTC classroom. And when someone said yes, he shot their instructor, Lieutenant Colonel Brandon Shaw. But Colonel Shaw immediately fought back and wrestled with the gunman. Several of his students now say he saved their lives. Some cadets also acted heroically. And none more than Cadet Louis Anchetta. He received a Purple Heart for fighting off the terrorist with a gunshot wound to his chest.
It really didn't feel like it hit me. It felt like a graze. After that, I'm like, I can keep on going.
Anchetta started stabbing the terrorist despite that gunshot wound, and some of his classmates then ran into help.
And that's Fox's Nate Foy. And for what it's worth, a woman is accused of dumping five kittens in a Fort Lauderdale mobile home park. The woman is facing five counts for abandoning the animal and five counts of animal abuse.
Miss Luciano, on each of the 10 counts, bond will be $500 per count.
She's been ordered to stay away from animals. The five cats were rescued and have been adopted. Meow. It's 12:57 at FM News Talk. I'm Greg Nift.
Hung by the neck until dead. The sentence. Maybe not. Not the best transition to follow up with a gun story. On the kind of the lighthearted thing, though, is here's a question for you. Should Nevada have an official gun? A few weeks ago, we mentioned that during the Obama recession, a Republican, Ben Kiekhaefer, the current chief of staff for Governor Lombardo, introduced a bill to make the blue Weimaraner as the official dog of Nevada, never mind that unemployment was over 10%. 20% of the homes in the area were in foreclosure. Let's pick a dog. Yeah, that makes sense. Well, the Idaho legislature has approved a bill putting an advisory question on the November ballot to determine the official state gun of Idaho. And some of those guns, which of the following guns should be designated as the state gun of Idaho? This is the state question. Winchester Model 1894 in 3030, Winchester Model 1873, also called the gun that won the West in 4440, 1873 Colt Single Action Army Revolver, the Peacemaker, 45 Colt M1 Garand Rifle in 30-06, the Colt M1911 in 45 automatic, Colt 45 ACP, or the Remington Model 700 bolt action in 30-06. Other than Boise, Idaho, much more conservative state than Nevada, their governor supports constitutional carry, unlike Joe Lombardo, and the state house approved that, get this, 68-0. With two members not voting, the Senate approved it 32-0 with three members not voting. It'll be on the November 2026 ballot. And a couple of states, only a couple of states in the West, have an official gun. So Potter in studio tomorrow. He'll keep you up to date on the storm over the weekend. Goes on the road again in Yerington on the 18th of this month. And Greg, you have a great week next week. I'll tell you how to get in touch with Steve Hilton. He'll be a special guest on the Noon News. Weekdays, 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
First with Fox. First on FM. 99.1 KKFT. Gardnerville, Reno, Sparks, Carson City. A service of the Evans Broadcast Company.